After the love bombing stage ends, the narcissist starts devaluing you, but this devaluation is not always as overt and as obvious as you might want to think. Quite often, this devaluation is very subtle and hard to recognize, but nonetheless, it's as destructive as the overt form of devaluation. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional, and today's episode is going to be all about knowing 5 subtle ways a narcissist devalues you. Before we get started, please make sure that you're subscribed to the channel by pressing the subscribe button and push that bell icon to stay updated with everything latest that I post over here. Also, if you're listening to this on a podcast channel, please make sure to subscribe and follow as well. Let's get started. Number 1. They cancel plans at the last moment. Now, there can be nothing more frustrating than planning something with someone, especially your partner, and then having them cancel it in the last moment. It can occasionally happen, but when it becomes a pattern, it says a lot about how big of a priority you are in their life, how they see you, what they consider you as, how big of a part you are in their life. When a narcissist is done with love bombing, with wooing you, and once they know that you're already in their trap, they don't see a need of placating your ego anymore, of making you special anymore. In general, keeping up with their promises is just out of the box now because it's no more a priority. It is no more important in any way. They think that they can treat you in whatever way they want to and not show up, and you would be still okay with that treatment, because now that it's hard for you to leave the relationship already, now that you have fallen for them, they would show their entitled grandiosity and manifest it through their behaviors in whatever way they want to, and you would be still okay with it. The moment you complain or open your mouth and try to talk about their no-shows and try to hold them accountable, you would be gaslit into thinking that you are too demanding, too needy, you ask for a lot, and you are not considerate. Number 2, compliment others for the same thing that they degraded you for. It is one of the sneakiest ways for a narcissist to devalue you. Now, there's nothing wrong with complimenting others, but when they compliment them for the same thing they devalued for, it is extremely confusing to know what is real and what is not. Because the same person complimented this other person for the same thing that they thought or that they considered as something not enough, not worthy of these compliments. You really, really question your quality of work or whatever you produced, whatever you did, because you wonder, what is it that I did wrong for me not to get these compliments, and why did they get complimented? You need to understand that it's not about you. It's not about the thing that you created. It's not about what you did. It's about this person projecting this image of being a wonderful, amazing, accepting personality who is so nice to compliment this person who is being complimented. They want to gather and attain more supply. And because this other person does not know who they are in reality, they would just eat it up and think that this narcissist is one the most wonderful person they have come across. But for you and with you, there is no need for them to keep up with the image they had projected earlier. So they can devalue you in whatever way they can. Also, by not complimenting you, they know that you would come for more. You would settle for breadcrumbs. By keeping you thirsty, they know that you would settle for whatsoever they throw at you, and you would just drink it up, eat it up, and you would not complain. It is an attack directly aimed at your self-concept and self-worth, and it precisely destroys the structures of these two most important self-perceptions, the self-concept and the self-worth. And once it's destroyed, once you feel smaller than what you actually are, it becomes very easy for the narcissist to control you. Number 3, put others down. One of the most subtle ways of putting you down is putting others down for the same thing that applies to you as well. For example, they would put someone down who's overweight, and then you're also overweight, and they know it applies to you at the same time. They know that you would take it personally. They know that it would impact you psychologically. Since they are devaluing you in other ways, this would make you question your worth. This would demoralize you. This would degrade you. So they attack you, but in very indirect ways. More so, covert narcissists do this quite often. They are passive aggressive, quite underhand, quite hidden, but they do the same damage or more damage than overts do, because it's very confusing to know what is real and what is not. They attack you for things that are your qualities. They attack you for your job. They make you question your social circle. They make you question your weight. And then you're forced to change things. You are forced to change the way you dress, the way you talk, the way you interact, the way you do every small thing. None of it was the issue in the beginning of the relationship, but now it has become an issue because they have to make you feel small. They have to isolate you from every aspect of your life and degrade you so that you fall for them and this devaluation, and make this person as the sole form of true feedback. It's a form of subtle brainwashing that happens, and this is how they gain maximum control in the relationship. Number four, backhanded compliments. Narcissists, especially covert narcissists, are experts at covering their abuse with dark humor, with humor that doesn't make sense. They would say something nasty and soul-crushing and then would cover it up with a joke. They would say something like, I was kidding, I was joking. Why are you so serious? Why are you so sensitive? You are too sensitive. Why did you take it so seriously when I didn't mean it? It's like being fed poison but wrapped in honey. You can feel the sweetness, but at the same time you feel like you're dying and you can't really pinpoint what is killing you. These backhanded compliments are quite degrading and very subtle. They would say something nice about the dress, but at the same time would say something like, it would look nicer on you if you were to do X, Y, and Z. So they are saying something nice, they are complimenting the dress, but at the same time they are making you feel inadequate or not so fit for the same dress, and would suggest subtly that you need to change something for you to be or become a better fit for what you're wearing right now. So these backhanded compliments keep you in a confused state. You feel abused, you feel degraded, you feel picked at, but you do not know exactly what they are saying or what is it that they said that was so hurtful and that made you feel so small within yourself. Number five and the last one, they remain quiet when convention dictates a compliment. Now, when you compliment someone, you just express your gratefulness. You are quite appreciative of the work they have done. You are quite appreciative of the things they have done for you. It's the expression of thankfulness. And it makes you feel so good when you get a compliment from your partner, from someone you are closely related to. And the narcissist knows it quite well. They know that if they were to compliment you, you would feel so good about yourself. And they intentionally and quite sadistically remain quiet when convention dictates a compliment, knowing that you would beg for it, that you want it, and they won't give it to you, so that you would come begging to them, seeking that approval, seeking that validation and acceptance. For example, you have cooked a very delicious meal and everybody is praising you and your family and friends, but the narcissist remains silent intentionally, and silence speaks volumes. It is quite obvious that these people are pathologically jealous of you, and that is why they do not say even a word. I hope in this episode I was able to help you understand the different ways of subtle devaluation that happen in a narcissistic relationship. Drop your comments and let me know if you found this episode helpful. I will talk with you very soon in the next one. Till then, let the healing begin.